seen hundreds of great parties, he says, but the rites of marriage. 312-923-9239 is our number. How does this vote affect you? How have your views on marriage changed? Joining us online now is Tracy Bain. She is the editor and founder of Windy City Media. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm in Springfield.
Yeah, we know. You were down there for all of the action. This vote, you know, I have a question that Tony Arnold sort of touched on, but from the looks of it, it seems like House Speaker Michael Madigan, in the end, played a significant role in this.
Well, all along, and especially in May, everybody knew that if Madigan had put his force behind this, it would have passed back then. There was lots of political machinations going on behind the scenes, and the pressure was on both the chief sponsor as well as Madigan, because everybody knew that there was going to be a role he had to play to push this over the finish line.
Was there anything that surprised you, though, about how this vote came, you know, how it unfolded, the ending result, the roll call and who voted and who didn't?
There were really, to me, not a lot of surprises mm-hmm. in the actual vote. I believe it would have passed in May. Nobody, hardly anybody has that view. But the reason I do is because it was really a political calculation that was done. There were reps that wanted to vote for this. They just didn't want to vote for it in May because it was too far ahead of the primary election, and they were worried about the primary and the petition signature deadline in early December. So given that they didn't want to be on the wrong side of history, if a vote had been forced with the full force of Madigan and others, I believe it would have passed then. But it doesn't really matter. It's passed now. So nothing really shocked me. I think it played out pretty much as a lot of us thought it would happen, with the right proper pressure put on everybody. I think that yesterday was a little bit, the timing of it being yesterday did catch a lot of people off guard. In fact, a lot of people were not even coming down until today, thinking there was no way it would be on the first day. But I think once they had the 60, in their pocket, they weren't going to risk losing somebody. And I also think there was a little bit of misdirection going on purpose, because we talked to some conservative folks yesterday, and mm-hmm. they were sure it was not going to happen yesterday. Some were, but some said, oh, no, it's not going to happen today. And I think there was stuff going on there just to make sure that a lot of the opposition wasn't there. But I think it really was about, oh, my God, we have it now. Let's call it. We don't want to risk going another day.
Okay, speaking of elections, Tracy Baim, you know, we saw what happened in Iowa to those Supreme Court justices. When you look at Illinois and the political landscape, I mean, is that bound to happen in terms of, you know, though, any lawmakers who voted for this? Is Illinois that kind of state where there will be a groundswell of opposition to this that will result in politicians, elected officials being punished?
No, I don't believe so. Perhaps there's going to be one aberration or something, but I do feel like the Iowa justices issue was an aberration politically overall. Across the country, this has not been an issue that people lost seats from. The Iowa Supreme Court justices, it was a court decision. People felt they overstepped and were ahead of the curve in terms of what the public wanted. But when it's come to New York State, for example, it was the opposite effect. They voted, people voted against marriage, and they lost office. And then 2 years later, progressive people were put in, and the bill passed. So there really isn't a lot of historical precedent at all for people losing elected office mm-hmm. in this situation. The judges, it was a horrible situation for Iowa, and judges in general across the country were just shocked that a decision that could be made like that would result in them being ousted. But it really was not a usual situation.
We're talking with Tracy Baim here on The Morning Shift. She is editor and founder of Windy City Media. She's joining us from Springfield. This has been a battle that's been going on for more than a few years, Tracy, for both sides. And I'm wondering, you know, are you surprised at all, or have you talked to people who are surprised that when people look at Illinois, they think of it as a moderate state? Yet we've seen other states pass this before Illinois has.
Well, Illinois has a lot of baggage to deal with in terms of the state House and Senate. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a long period of time when the conservatives ran it with Pate Phillip with an iron fist and wouldn't let anything progressive get through, even through committees. And now we have the reversal where we have a Mike Madigan in control. So a lot of what happens in our legislative areas, including on pensions, has nothing to do with blue or red. It has to do with politics, you know, cold, hard politics of who's going to have the most power. So it really is, it really was a lot of that getting caught up. And we also have a lot of divisions along geography in the state. There's a lot of resentment about Chicago shoving stuff down the throats of the rest of the state. And I really feel like that a lot of things get played out that way that really aren't about Democrat or Republican, because there were Democrats that voted against this and there were Republicans that voted for this. Not very many Republicans voted for it, but it was bipartisan. And there were Democrats, for example, in Springfield, where I'm at right now, Sushere, who voted against this bill, despite having a significant amount of pressure from LGBTs and their allies in this district. So this wasn't a party line thing. It really was a much more complicated situation here.
Okay, so Governor Quinn says he's going to sign this. Licenses will begin to be issued June 1st. There is a lawsuit that Lambda Legal and the ACLU are involved of, a couple of people suing the state to allow them to get married. What happens to that lawsuit now?
I think they're going to take a look. I don't think they're going to make a knee-jerk decision. Last night, there was not a definitive issue. It could be the courts decided for them in terms of saying this is moot. But in actuality, that court lawsuit is a stronger position on marriage. It actually makes it exactly equal in this state. The problem with this Religious Freedom Act is that there are all these exemptions on religion. And believe me, I don't think a church should be forced to perform a same-gender wedding. But if you continue down those exemptions after a legitimate church, what happens is you have other people that say on religious grounds they don't want to serve people. They don't want literally to serve them at their breakfast counter,
right,
or serve them in their B&B or provide wedding photography. And while that is a really emotional issue, and I can understand why the right wing is very upset about B&B owners being sued, we have to look at this through historical lens, and that is so offensive that people could just decide who to serve and who not to serve based on a characteristic of who they are, including their religion.
But isn't the law pretty clear on that when it comes to public accommodations? That
exactly. But this law, this new law that just passed yesterday, has a whole series of things in it that are questionable of what is a religious institution. So they bend over backwards to try to be accommodating. But in many ways, it's a violation of it'll be played out in the courts, of what really can be considered. So can a club like the Rotary or Kiwanis or whatever say, based on their religious beliefs, they don't want to do something? Well, they could say they don't want to serve someone who's of a different race or who's Muslim, et cetera. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But if it won in court, marriage would actually be exactly equal. And so there wouldn't have to be all these lawsuits to litigate what it means to separate these religious issues from state issues.
Well, that looks like the next battlefront. Tracy Baim, editor and founder of Windy City Media, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.